if we can, let's take another question if we can from Jill. Jill, welcome to our – go ahead, Jill.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my question. Just a lead in here. Yes, it is so wonderful to hear the children on the phone and becoming engaged. And more to my point, you know, we need to be able to provide for them, the adults do. So today my concern is about a group that seems to be overlooked. That is those who are over 30 and especially those who are over 40, university educated 10 to 20 years ago, but now unemployed. We give a lot of attention to newcomers, to recent grads, and even to the manufacturing sector workers. But what about this group who cannot find gainful employment and are experiencing something that's formally called malemployment? It is destructive to families and children, as well as the overall economy, to have this group out of work.
Right. Well, I think, first of all, thanks, Jill, for that question. We've had a lot of unemployment, and a lot of it is fueled by a focus on exporting resources very quickly, and particularly on our fossil fuels. It leads to a hyperinflated economy, and that drives down jobs across Canada. And manufacturing in Ontario has been particularly hard hit, and of course that has effects that spread and ripple through the entire economy. What we need is a two-pronged approach. First of all, we need to focus on higher-end employment in Canada rather than exporting our resources as quickly as possible. But the other thing is that we need to focus on jobs that have more of a future, jobs in the green economy, jobs in renewables, jobs in a building industry that builds buildings that matter and that will make sense for the future. And maybe Elizabeth has something to add, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think the key thing, and you raise a really good point, there's a lot of people who've been out of school for a while who are still dealing with student loans. So that's another area where we're concerned, is to provide relief from longstanding student loans. And employment is something that's good. You know, we have a program that would be stimulating the economy right across the country in ensuring that buildings are retrofit to their the best energy efficiency and conservation values. This would, of course, reduce the demand on energy. Now, not the people you're describing, Jill, and you, I don't see you as necessarily as a construction worker, but the point of a good program like that that stimulates the economy is it makes it easier for employers to bring on more people. It makes it stimulates the uptake of jobs at the community level. We also have green venture funds to help local community development, new businesses get off the ground. So there's a lot of different ways in which one of the other things we want to do is reduce the CPP and employment insurance costs to business by replacing those costs with other tax revenue so that we don't deprive EI and CPP of the revenues they need, but we reduce that. That creates another, it actually reduces the disincentives for business to bring on more employees when the payroll tax costs go down. So right now, Flaherty and the Harper government are increasing the employment insurance costs for every employee that gets hired, and this has the effect of, particularly for smaller businesses, creating a barrier to hiring more people. So there's a whole lot of different ways in which I'm quite confident Green Party policies would work to create more jobs for people in your circumstances.